Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to this podcast, Curious Aquarius. It's me, Joseph, and I'll be sharing stuff or my takeaway on different topics that I discover. Right now, let's talk about the book Crushing It by Gary Vaynerchuk. So let's just touch on the introduction and chapter one on it. So I really love the introduction part. I could feel that the author, Gary, his sincerity to actually help people, especially startup entrepreneurs, for you guys who don't have the book yet, it goes, the introduction part, it says, "This is dedicated to all the people who are visionaries enough to recognize the enormous opportunities we've been given in this new digital age, and who are brave enough to demand and seek out happiness, not only in their lives, but also in their work." So, not only to people like on the business spectrum, but also to people who are in their corporate careers. So that's my takeaway in that short paragraph, because right now we are, according to Gary, we are living in the greatest generation to be alive. One point that he often makes is the productivity after work, like 30 to 40 years ago during the time of our grandparents, is different from the productivity output that we can make after our regular work with the present times. Like after 9 to 5, we can still hustle from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. So we could actually do more, do more and actually have more potential, with reaching our goals and everything. So this opportunity exists, our choices are infinite, and with the help of the digital environment, the platforms available to us like Anchor, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, etc. This growth has unlimited potential. So, chapter one is titled "The Path Is All Yours," and first line in it is, "An entrepreneur is someone who finds a way." Pretty much for me, that sums up really everything. If you're going to take this path, you should be a person who finds a way to every situation or challenge that comes. So we have to be resourceful, resourceful in every situation that may arise. So why is the digital environment or the age of information right now, why is it very significant, to starting entrepreneurs, Because right now, consumers spend increasingly less time in traditional media and more time consuming content online. Just imagine right now, how much time do you spend watching TV versus watching something with your mobile phone, So YouTube viewership has increased, as television's viewership falls every year. So that's in a consistent measurement of how we can see the transition, how people consume, consume information and entertainment, So because several years ago, around 2009, people are just using their phones for just calling or just texting. And now it has become a marketing machine where you can just like use your cell phone and reach stupid amount of people, like thousands already, just by using your cell phone. No need to like go to a TV station or to a radio station. By your own, you can do this. So the phone internet has changed all of these things. Okay, the internet has become the ultimate middleman, allowing every industry to go direct to consumer, from music and publishing, even to taxis and hotels. I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you have like flagged a taxi, call a taxi, rode a taxi using your phone, book somewhere to stay using your phone, even bought a ticket, or a flight using your phone. So internet has changed all of that. Instagram and Facebook are the NBC, ABC, and CBS of our day. Your audience is waiting for you. So what you need to do is figure out how to build your next empire. So Gary said, I promise the sacrifice will be worthwhile. I also promise that once you've developed a robust personal brand, you'll be able to enjoy as much as little leisure as you want, because you'll be entirely in control of your life. So this gives empowerment to people who transition from what were their profession before the digital age. So this gives them more control in what they do with their personal time. So we should understand that we are in control right now, because the options are limitless. Okay, so that's like my takeaways from the first chapter of the book. Possibly next episode, I'll be tackling like 2 to 3 chapters and give you my takeaway on them. Now, just like a side note, I have some people who reach out to me asking what I do. Okay, and I'm in the health and wellness industry, and I just like to answer a question that I get most of the time. I'll use this platform, and the questions that I got most of the time is, why do we need to take vitamins or supplements? Right, so the basic reason why we need to take supplements is because research shows that diseases, health conditions at present right now, I'll give an example, like hypertension, high blood pressure, diabetes, comes from the degenerations of our cells due to oxidative stress. Okay, so degenerations of cells due to oxidative stress. Now, to combat this, we need antioxidants. Best resources for antioxidants are fruits and vegetables. However, some people, you know, part of their diet is they don't really eat too much fruits and vegetables. So to bridge the gap, you know, health professionals are suggesting to people that they should take vitamins or supplements. Have you ever noticed people looking older than their actual age? And the other way around, have you noticed that some people look younger compared to their normal age? So it's because the aging process accelerates if our cells are bombarded by this oxidative stress. So if you're a person who consistently eats fruits and vegetables, that's very good. Okay. However, the amount that we get, for example, if you're eating a fruit regularly, I'll give you an example, oranges. Okay. Study shows just to get the enough amount of vitamin C that you use every day, you need to at least eat 18 and a half medium-sized oranges. That's a day, so you have to do that every day. And you also need to eat the skin of the orange. So I'm pretty sure that's really not practical. It's gonna give you a stomach ache probably, and it's gonna be more expensive. So to bridge the gap, you can take vitamins or supplement. But that's just one vitamins, you know, but that's just vitamin C. How about the other vitamins that you need, like vitamin E, vitamin A, etc., etc.? Now, if you consistently like eat vegetables, on the other hand, that's good as well. But, you know, just by cooking it, a lot of vitamins from vegetables are being gone when you cook it. So, you need to eat almost practically more to get what your body really, really, really needs. So that's another practical reason why we should take vitamins or supplements. So remember, whenever you pick one, okay, pick a brand, you know, you can't base the products that you pick based on the price. You need to see as well as the value, okay? What value does it give your body, okay? What is it giving you, like lesser value of the price, or an adequate value compared to the price, or more than the price? So those are things to consider, not just the price, okay? Because we might see a lot of products on the shelves, okay, vitamin stores, but remember, it's the value that counts, because your health is a lifelong maintenance. Okay, how would you like to be concerned with your health? Right now when you're healthy, or like down the road when you're in your 50s, 60s, or 70s, you have body aches, certain health conditions, and that's the time you want to like invest back in your health. Okay, some conditions are irreversible or it's really hard to reverse, and I don't think like that's a path that you would like. So invest in your health right now, okay, right now. So that's our show for today. I hope I was able to like share some good information to you right now. You can reach me with my Instagram account, or shoot me a message here in Anchor. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. See you on the next episode.